Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Newsmakers Podcast from the AHR Expo. Today, we're talking with Kate Horton, who is the Hudson Technologies Vice President of Sales and Marketing. She has over 25 years of marketing experience within industrial manufacturing companies. Welcome to the podcast, Kate.
Thank you very much, Kyle.
Absolutely. What is currently going on in the industry around refrigerant regulations? I know that's a big, broad question, but if you can help me out, that'd be appreciated.
How long do we have?
2 hours.
Well, we might need to extend.
Yeah.
But at any rate, there's lots of activity going on about regulation right now. And it's everything from equipment right through refrigerant. So what we saw in the beginning of this year is the SEER regulations change. So right. That was a big change for the whole industry. When you then look at refrigerant, we're in the second year of the AIM Act. So the AIM Act was introduced last year. The allocation rule was put in place for 2022 and 2023. However, there's multiple parts of the regulation that are still having to be legislated. So this year we've seen equipment phase down rules be put out for public comment, and that public comment recently closed. So things like chillers and what refrigerant you could use in a chiller is now going to be regulated to phase out HFCs from that equipment. Then what we've also seen is that the 2024 allocation rule is also up for public comment, and that recently closed. So there's possibly that the methodology of applying allocations to allocation holders for the following years, 2024 and beyond, may well change. So that public comment was out. Later this summer, we'll also see the EPA is going to put out for public comment rules and regulations and legislation around reclamation. And what does that look like? And how can the EPA help grow reclamation through rulemaking? So lots of activities going on around refrigerants and regulations this year.
Sure. How should the industry be preparing for this reduction? Seems like a major undertaking.
It really is. And what's very different about this AIM Act and this legislation and this regulation is that in previous times, the refrigerant was phased out. The refrigerant was addressed before equipment. And what we're seeing now is that we're still installing HFC equipment. And so the installed base is growing while access to the refrigerant is declining. So first of all, it's just very important to understand that. As units are still being installed today, we're growing the installed base, but there's less of refrigerant available every year from here on out. So contractors, wholesalers, manufacturers, OEMs really need to understand that they have to play a part in reclamation, that bridging that gap and being able to serve the installed base really can only happen with reclaimed refrigerant.
Yeah, because will there be a point where people are going to have to change out their systems just because of a lack of refrigerant?
And so that's what we're, as an industry, we're trying to avoid.
Yeah.
But it's possible that if we do not grow a reclamation and we have increased the installed base, that there may be shortages of refrigerant. And so the only way to address that right now is to grow reclamation.
Talk a little bit, if you don't mind, about reclamation. You've touched on it a little bit, but how important it is and how contractors should be going about it if they're not doing it already, right? Which they obviously should be, right?
Yeah, so absolutely. And there's some data that the EPA recently released. So it says they compared the annual reclamation, which is publicly published. All EPA certified reclaimers have to submit their data. And the EPA publishes how much refrigerant is reclaimed each year. And then they compared that to the allocation system and the amount of virgin refrigerant that was being allocated. And about 1.6% of the annual sold refrigerant is actually being reclaimed.
1.6%
of HFCs are actually being reclaimed on an annual basis.
I'm no expert, but that doesn't sound good.
So in a positive way, yeah. It gives us lots of opportunities to grow.
So
if you think about, 1.6 to where we could get to, so that's really positive. So contractors need to understand there's three R's to reclamation. The first is recovery. And so if you recover refrigerant and it stays with the same system owner, you don't have to process that. It can be put back into equipment that is owned by that system owner. Then you can have refrigerant that you've recovered and you've done some level of processing, but it's very basic. Again, not handled by an EPA reclaimer, so maybe it's run through a filter dryer. Again, that refrigerant can only be reused by the system owner. And then you have reclamation. And in pure reclamation, the refrigerant is handled by an EPA certified reclaimer such as Hudson. We take that refrigerant, we process it back to meet or exceed AHRI 700 standards. So it's as good or better than when it was made as a virgin pound of refrigerant. And at that point, when it's been certified by an EPA reclaimer, it can be sold and reused by anybody. And so that's what keeps refrigerant back into circulation. If you think about CFCs, R11, R12, R22, those refrigerants are still widely in use, and it's all through reclamation.
So can you reclaim refrigerant more than once?
That's a great question. So absolutely. Refrigerant does not degrade over time. So unless it's something significant has happened to us, you can recover and then reclaim and reuse over and over again. So as an example, CFCs have not been manufactured since 1994, but there's still thousands upon hundreds of thousands of pounds that are recirculated. And I'm pretty sure we've handled some of the same pounds of R11 about 100 times through our plants at Hudson's.
Right. So why would a contractor or a homeowner want reclaimed refrigerant?
Yeah, absolutely. So the sustainability benefits of reclaimed refrigerant are very clear. It has near zero GWP because we've prevented a pound of virgin refrigerant being manufactured by using that reclaimed refrigerant. It's turning what could be a waste into a viable product. And so that idea of circular economy and sustainability is really key about using reclaimed refrigerants. And we're starting to see people request reclaim versus virgin because of the sustainability and environmental benefits.
Okay, interesting. Can you talk a little bit about the Clean Exchange Program, kind of how it works and get our contractors up to speed on that?
Absolutely. So Clean Exchange is Hudson's reclaim program. So we accept all refrigerants. We pay for most of those refrigerants. So we really want, first of all, contractors to understand there's an economic value to used refrigerants. So often we'll hear that people think that used refrigerants are a liability. We want them to understand that they're actually an asset and a money opportunity and revenue generating opportunity for their business. So we accept all refrigerants. We pay for most of those. We will exchange cylinders, so when somebody sends their refrigerant to us, we'll swap the cylinders back like for like, so they get a freshly painted, in hydro date, clean cylinder to go on and do their next recovery. So if you think about it a little bit, it's the reverse of a propane tank exchange. When you go into a store, you take your empty tank, you walk away with a full.
Right.
In Clean Exchange, you bring a full tank, you walk away with an empty, and you go about your next recovery. So we're keeping that circular economy, we're doing all of the cylinder maintenance, and we're also providing that economic value for buying reclaimed refrigerant.
Yeah, because, I mean, obviously it's the right thing to do for the environment, that kind of thing, but I'm sure what perked the contractor's ears, the revenue part of it. This is a way to improve their bottom line at little cost to them.
Absolutely, and when you think about the time spent to do the recovery, this is a way to pay for some of that time.
Sure.
And some of our customers will look at it as the refrigerant recovery will pay for the gas for the vehicle fleet. So if you start to see that it really can have a meaningful impact as a profit center for a business.
How do contractors listen here and they go, well, yeah, sign me up for that program. How do they go about it?
Absolutely. So if you go to hudsontech.com, you'll find more information about our Clean Exchange program and our participating wholesalers and distributors, and we'll be happy to help anybody with any questions.
All right, great. Thanks for taking a few minutes with us, Kate.
Absolutely. Thank you very much.